So we start with DDT as a classic example of a pesticide. So the Geiger company developed it around the Second World War. The compound then is coming from combining two phenyl groups around an ethane core, hence the trichloroethane for the bit in the middle, diphenyl for the bits attached to it, and then I'm not sure who knows the substituent pattern, but what do we call the disposition of the chlorines relative to where the ethane is attached to the phenyl ring? Para, that's good, yeah, okay. So that's para substitution. Have you come across that, Ollie, as well? Yeah, don't think you other guys have you? No. It's just a way of labelling substituted aromatic systems. It's saying that this is directly opposite the substituent. So in terms of numbering, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's a 4 substituted position. Hence, either parachlorophenyl or 4-chlorophenyl. The compound then was used on the basis that it was non-toxic to humans, full stop. So the quantities used were enormous. They sprayed it on everything from your household dog to whole cities and lakes. Italy, they decided they had a mosquito problem and they didn't want it, so they sprayed Italy and got rid of mosquitoes completely from the entire country. So the amounts used were phenomenal. It was pretty successful. Yeah. Now the function of this guy then is to interfere with the sodium-potassium pump. As a result, insect paralysis occurs, and after that, death. The chemical is very cheap to manufacture, odorless, and in terms of human toxicity, you know, you're having to swallow large amounts of the stuff to kill yourself. So people tried, and it just was an didn't taste very nice, so it really wasn't a very popular suicide chemical. You can see the value down there. The oral dose for humans, that's what those abbreviations are standing for, is half, a gram per kilogram. So if your average human is weighing a good few kilograms, then they've just taken on a huge amount of stuff. So you've got to be pretty patient to sit there and spoonful DDT in. For the rats, again, it's up to a very large number, 100 milligrams.